The Senate Intelligence Committee plans to vote tomorrow on the president's nomination of Porter Goss to head the CIA. Porter Goss faced more tough questions from committee Democrats today. Such scrutiny on key positions is common. Humorist Brian McConaughey imagines it's no easier for nominees seeking the office of poet laureate.
Before we start, I'd just like the record to reflect the innumerable times I've heard my congressional colleagues mutter, "Poetry lifts the veil from the hidden beauty of the world." We'll start the questioning with Congressman Capshaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ladner, would you tell this committee what you did before you became a poet?
I was a guard at a closed truck weighing station, making sure that the trucks didn't break in and weigh themselves.
What have you been told about the position of poet laureate?
I was told that the pay was $5.75 an hour, and I'd have to show all my poems to Mrs. Cheney.
Have any of the federal agencies approached you to write poems for them, like the CIA or the FBI?
The NRA has, yes.
The NRA is not a federal agency.
I think it is.
I don't know.
They told me they were, and they showed me badges, and they had pay stubs.
What did they want you to write about?
They wanted a poem about automatic assault weapons being misunderstood.
Tell us what you like writing about.
I used to like writing about trees until I read Joyce Kilmer and saw he pretty much closed the book on the subject. Now I like going to the beach with my St. Bernard and watching the seagulls. In fact, I brought one of my seagull poems with me. It's called A Seagull Named Freedom. Would you like to hear it?
No! Thank you. I'm trying to remember that woman poet's name, Edna St. something. I want to say Edna St. Louis, Missouri.
Edna St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, she wrote about candles burning at both ends. What is it?
I know you mean. It's like Edna St. Vincent de Paul.
Edna St. Vincent Price.
Well, she wrote wonderful poems. They made sense and they rhymed. And I'd like to test you, if I may. If I were to say to you, April is the cruelest month, quick now, make up the next line, what would you say?
Well, month is what we call a hard rhyme, so I'd invert the first line. It's sort of a professional trick. But I'd start, the month that we call April is really very cruel, with rain as thick and heavy as a big dog's drool. That's just off the top of my head.
That's both true and it rhymes. Mr. Chairman, I have no objection to this man becoming our poet laureate.
So noted. Why don't we call a recess and resume in 15 minutes? I always thought you got paid by the word.
Humor from Brian McConaughey and Big Ship Radio with Alan Goldberg and Bob Mayers.